County Neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Brett Morris of the Cattlemen's Beef Board. Back with Brett as we talk Asia in just a moment.
Before you know it, it's hay season. Then suddenly you have hay on the ground and you and everybody else are scrambling for a new hay trailer. Instead of waiting, GoBob Pipe and Steel has a deal for you. Right now, you can get the best hay trailer made. The Red Rhino or the Red Ox, largest inline hay trailer in the world. It'll haul 22,000 pounds of hay. And for a limited time at GoBob, with every trailer comes one of the acclaimed hay conserver feeders at no cost. That's right, no cost for the feeder. You get a $700 feeder with every hay trailer. You're planning on buying a hay trailer anyway. Why wait? Call GoBob Pipe and Steel today. Get your new hay trailer and be sure and ask for your conserver feeder. It's free with your new trailer. This deal can't last forever, so you better act now. Call GoBob Pipe and Steel or go online at GoBobRadio.com. That's GoBobRadio.com.
Brett Morris is a cattle producer from Neneca, Oklahoma, and he's currently the chairman of the Cattlemen's Beef Promotion Board. That's the body that is responsible for collecting and then investing the dollar a head beef checkoff nationally. Morris is just back from the Pacific Rim. He had the opportunity to visit both Japan and Korea, two of our biggest export destinations in the world, there with the U.S. Meat Export Federation and several other cattle producers.
There was a delegation of nine of us. There was Oklahoma, Texas, and Colorado. We had some cow-calf seed stock, also some feedlot, and we also had an animal welfare person with us on that trip, which made a very diversified group to go. But, you know, getting there, we got to see how the meat was marketed, how they brought it into the country, and the largest cold storage facility coming into Japan there. They were a facility that could hold 90,000 pallets. The people there are very accepting of us. They love the taste of our beef, and we also got to remember that there's certain variety meats over there that they think are delicacies that we don't consider too much of, and that's adding value to what the beef producers are getting here at home. For one example, beef tongue is bringing about six times more over there than what it would bring here in the United States, and that just gives the producer here at home a better profit margin to look at, and they need to be proud of that fact, because whenever we do things like that through the checkoff, there's $275 to $300 has been generated extra in that carcass that the producer receives on that. You know, we went through some restaurants over there, different ways they use their beef and the way they cut their beef. It's just an eye-opening experience to be there and actually see how your checkoff dollar is working.
You mentioned the cold storage facility. The Japanese really prefer to have a chilled product come from the United States, right?
Yes, they've got a chilled product that comes in. Some of it's frozen, but most of it's chilled. They bring it in there chilled, and actually it's what I've experienced over there, the beef actually tastes better there, because if you think about it, it's 2 to 3 weeks getting in there. Well, that's an aging process for the beef. So I think they appreciate that also, and it's a very good tasting beef when it gets there. That's a product we're really, the producers at home should really be proud of.
And I guess what the other thing, you mentioned the fact that the Japanese have got some very definite ideas of how they want those cuts of beef to be configured, right?
Yes, the chuck roll is one of the cuts that they use in the flat plate. Over in Korea, they use a little bit of the short rib. And we've also noticed in Korea, the market over there, that they're kind of leaning more towards the American-type style of barbecuing, which is going to mean thicker cuts of steaks. They already use their meats a little thicker cut than what the Japanese do. You know, thicker steaks over in a country like that is just amazing, because that's more beef pounds that we can import into that country.
Let's circle back around to Japan just for a moment. You know, as you had conversations with the people in Japan, what are they telling us as far as the future is concerned? They've always been a huge market for us. We had obviously the BSE case that cut it off, but we've rebuilt that market. What's ahead as far as selling beef into Japan?
There's still a market there, even though their population is decreasing. That part of the world, they're trying to increase protein, and through increasing protein, they're trying to use more beef products. And they know we've got a good product, and we're proud of that product, and they're well accepting of that product.
Cattlemen Beef Board Chairman Brett Morris. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app. Featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
At your Beef Buzz, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.